This is a Bekiyus recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. We're at the very top of Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. We just finished the statement that you're allowed to make a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. We're on the beginning of the third line. Darish Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara had the following drasha. My Dick said, what does it mean when it says, Vayisrof es Beis Hashem? We burned the house of Hashem. Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves Bate Yerushalayim, Ves Kol Bayis Gadol. Sarah Ba'esh, and all the houses of the king, and all the houses of Yerushalayim, and all the houses, the great houses, were burned by fire. So what are being referenced in all of these different houses that the Sefer Melachim references? So Beis Hashem, Beis Hamikdash, that's referring to Beis Hamikdash. Beis Hamelech, Elu Paltrin Shamelech, that's actually referring to the palace. The S called Bati Yerushalayim Kimashman. And the house of Yerushalayim, that's a simple pshat, that they were burned. The city of Yerushalayim was destroyed. It's called by his gadol, Saraf Ba'esh, and every great house was burnt with fire, Rav Yochanan Rav Yishub and Levi. So this is the only one that's being subject to machlokes. Rav Yochanan Rav Yishub and Levi had a machlokes about this. Chadam are makom shemagadlim bo Torah, a place where they would teach Torah, they would raise children to learn Torah. Vachadam are makom shemagadlim bo tefillah. That was a place where they would daven, a place that they would get together to pray, a Beis HaKnesses. So the machlokes, whether it was a Beis Medrash or a Beis HaKnesses. Ma damar Torah dechsev Hashem chav Beis HaMatzid go yagdil Torah v'yadir. Right? So he said, why do we say that it is specifically a place where they learn Torah, meaning a Beis Medrash? So he says, because it says the Lashon Gadol yagdil Torah v'yadir. So Lashon Gadol, by his Gadol, refers to yagdil Torah v'yadir. Right? So he says that let's talk about the gedulos, the great things that Elisha did. So it's that's Lashon Godless by Elisha. Elisha, the Ovid, Barachmihu David. Elisha, how did he accomplish these great miracles? Through prayer. And therefore, the Lashon Godless is also used in, as a Lashon of Tefillah, and therefore must be referring to a Beis HaKnesses. So to Stayim, now we can conclude. The Rav Yishub and Levi, who the Amar, Malkum Shebagadu Bo Torah. Yishub and Levi was the one who said it was a Beis Medrash, the place where they would teach people Torah. The Amar, Rav Yishub and Levi, Beis HaKnesses, Mutalas also Beis HaMedrash, because Rav Yishub and Levi is the one who holds that you're allowed to turn a shul into a Beis Medrash. So obviously he holds that the real godless is Torah, even more above and beyond Tfilah, Shema Amina. So that is a riot that Rav Yishub and Levi is the one who holds that that's a shot in the pasuk that every Bais Gadol is referring to a Beis HaMedrash. Next, Gemara, Avo Machor Torah Lo Yikus Farm. So the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah and take a lower level Kedusha of a scroll of Tanakh or a scroll of Chumash. So Yibaylu, we have the following Shaila. Ma Limkor Sefer Torah Yashon Mitach Lo Chadash. Can you sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah? Kevin Delo Mali Lo Aser. It's on one end, you would say it's usher because you're not going up in kedusha. So clearly, every time in the Mishnah we said you have to sell something, it has to be bought something that's even higher in kedusha. This is not higher in kedusha; it's the same. Odo or maybe came under lekali luye luyafrina shavridami. Here, there is nowhere to go up. Sefer Torah is the highest level of kedusha. And therefore, to buy a new Sefer Torah, that's the best you can do, and it would be mutter. So Tashma, come in here, Araya, Avol, Machu Torah, Lo Yikus Svarim, Svarim, Hu Delo, HaTorah, V'Torah, Shapridami. What did we say in the Mishnah? That if you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't use it to buy other Sifrei Nach. So we said from there, it's Araya that you can buy another Sefer Torah, because it could have just said you can't sell a Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. But it didn't say that. So clearly, it is mutter. So that's Raya number one. Mishnah Dieved, right? So he says, the Mishnah is saying, no, Machru Sefer Torah, you already did it. So what can I buy now? So I'm not allowed to buy that. So yeah, in the Mishnah, if you've Dieved already sold a Sefer Torah, you must buy a Sefer Torah. You can't buy something on a lower level of Sefer Torah. But Kikam Evoi Lam L'Chadchila, I'm asking the question, L'Chadchila, are you allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to upgrade the Sefer Torah to a better one? So Tashma, coming here right to this golden Sefer Torah of Mitkos, right? So you can roll up a Sefer Torah using wrappings, a mantel chumashin of chumashin, meaning they're used to wrap lower one Sefer of a chumash at a time, as opposed to all the chamisha chumash Torah, the natural Sefer. But chumash mitkos, the view of Meksuvim, and you can wrap a chumash in nach mantles. So you see again that the fact that the covering is a lower level is not a problem. But you can't wrap the scrolls of Nach in mitmakos of Chumashim, which have a higher level of kedusha below Chumashim, mitmakos sefer Torah. And you can't wrap Chumashim in the wrappings of the mitmakos of the sefer Torah, because you're basically taking the mantle that has a higher sefer Torah and you're using it to wrap something with lower, higher kedusha, and using it to wrap something that has lower kedusha. So katani mias, but we still learned over there, golalim sefer Torah, the mitmakos Chumashim. Right, so you can wrap up a Sefer Torah with Kumashim. Mitpachos Kumashim in Mitpachos Sefer Torah law. So it sounds like you can't wrap a Sefer Torah with the mantle of another Sefer Torah. So it sounds like you can't take something on a parallel level, even though it's from a different Sefer Torah. You can't use it for this one. You can only upgrade the mantle to wrap a Sefer Torah. So that seems like to sell a Sefer Torah, to buy another Sefer Torah that's going only parallel, that is not acceptable. So aim a Sefer, not so fast. Let's read the Sefer. Below Chumashim, mitkos Sefer Torah. You can't wrap up Chumashim with the mitkos of a Sefer Torah. A Torah with Torah Shafer done. So basically you have the same problem that we had in our Mishnah, which is that you don't have an example of a parallel case. You have the mashmos being you can't go down, you must go up, and then you have the mashmos being you can't go down. But nobody is commenting, neither in our Mishnah nor in the Brisa, of what happens to go on a parallel level. So, Ella, Mehalek El Mashmina. So you can't conclude anything from this Brisa either. So, Tashmat, let's try to bring another ayah. Manichan Sefer Torah, Al Gabi Torah. You can put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. Torah, Al Gabi Chumashim, Chumashim, Al Gabi Nevi'im, Muxubim, Aval. Right, so you can put them in the order, one on top of the other, based on Kedusha. Avalon Nevi'im, Muxubim, Al Gabi Chumashim, Lo Chumashim, Al Gabi Torah. You can't put a Nach on top of a Chumash, and you can't put a Chumash on top of a full Torah. So, Hanacha Ka'am. So what is this, a Raya? That you can put a Torah on top of a Torah. So it sounds like you can sell a Torah to buy a Torah. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Hanacha Ka'am. You're talking about putting things on top of each other. Shani Hanacha Dol Efshar. There's no other way. Like, things have to be put down in a certain place. So if you run out of space in the room, you have to put them down on top of each other. Dilote Mahaki. If you're not going to say that it's a case where you have no choice, Mikra Chaychik Archinon, how would we ever roll up a Torah? You roll it, right? V'ha'ko Yosef Dapa Achabre. You're rolling up a Torah, one part of the Torah is being rolled on top of the other part of the Torah. So, Ella came to Lo Evsher Shari. That's, you have to live in the real world. And therefore, it's impossible to do it any other way. And therefore, it's Mutus. Achinami came to Lo Evsher Shari. So, too, in the case of putting it down one on top of the other, it's only because you have no other space, and that's why it's mutter. Tashma, so no raya from there either. Tashma, another possible raya, whether or not you can sell Sefer Torah to buy another Sefer Torah. Damar Rabba Bar Chana, this is not from a Brisa, this is from a Gemara. Damar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rishim Ben Gamliel. They quoted in the name of Rabbi Shim Ben Gamliel, Lo Yimkor Adam Sefer Torah, Yashin Likach Bo Chadish. That's pretty explicit. You may not sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new Sefer Torah. So there you have a Mesorah from Rabbi Shim Ben Gamliel, and you're not allowed to do it. Gemara says, no, hasa mishum pshiusa. That's different because we're afraid you're going to sell it, and then before you buy the new one, you're going to lose the money for something else. So that's like the case of breaking in the Bava Basra, breaking the old shul. We quoted it here on the previous stop. We quote that you're not allowed to break down the old shul before you build the new shul. So too, he said, really you're allowed to, but you're not allowed to because you're afraid that you might be poshea and not end up writing the new Sefer Torah. Kikam mina kigon. Right, talking about it's sitting there and it's on sale. You're waiting. It's sitting there and waiting to be purchased. So you can't possibly mess this up. So my, what is the din in such a case? We don't know. So Tashma, another possible right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Meir. Rabbi Yochanan quotes now as Pesora from Rabbi Meir. Ein Mokrin Sefer Torah Ella. There's only three reasons or two reasons why you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Number one, Lilma Torah. Number two, Lisa Isha. You can't sell, let's say you need tuition money for yeshiva, you can sell Sefer Torah. Or you need money to be able to start a family and you want to get married. So you can sell it for that as well. So Shema Mina, Torah B'Torah, Shaper Damis. Doesn't this sound like to learn Torah? What did they do with Sefer Torah in those days? The days before Torah Shabbat Peh, they would open up a Sefer Torah and read the Torah from it, and then they would darshan Torah Shabbat Peh from, you know, orally. So Torah is about learning Torah. And therefore, it sounds like you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah for a new Torah. So Dilma Shani Talmud, maybe it's different. In other words, there we're talking about, it's not, you're saying Torah equals Torah. I'm saying Talmud Torah, meaning you're enabling yourself to learn, so maybe that's different. Why? Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa, because Talmud is the highest, right? Talmud is the highest level, also Kedushin, that Talmud leads to Maisa. Yishanami lo tol bara l'shev es yitzar. Right? So he says, a woman also, so marrying a woman, it's because the world was not created to be empty. We need to have children to populate the world. So these are, what's the shot over there? These are result-oriented mitzvos. Most of the time you do a mitzvah, so what did you accomplish? You did the mitzvah. That's its own accomplishment. However, Talmud Torah is, in addition to being a mitzvah, it's also maybe Lidei Maisa, and Puru Ramu is also maybe Lidei, a populated world. Lo Torah Baraya, Lo Sheves Yitzara. So maybe those are the exceptions, and you can't compare selling a Sefer Torah that you're not learning from, you're just using it for Kriyas HaTorah, to buying a Sefer Torah that you're just going to use for Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe that's not the same level. So maybe that's not officially a Raya either. Tanu Rabbanon, and quote another raya, lo yim kardim sefer Torah, ava bishayin otzarech lo, yeser al kain. You're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah, even though you don't, ava bishayin otzarech lo. So he says, you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah just because you don't need it, or even if you don't need it. Yeser al kain, I'm Rav Shimon Leil. Rav Shimon Leil said even more than this, afilu ein lo, ma yochal, umakar sefer Torah, obito, ein oroa simen bracha leolam. So he says, even if you are so poor, you have nothing on the table, you have no food whatsoever, and you sold the Sefer Torah, or you sold your daughter as an Amma Evriya, so Eino Roe Simen Bracha La'olam. You will never see a Simen Bracha from this. So it seems very clear that you may not sell Sefer Torah, and it's even if you are stuck and you want a new Sefer Torah, it seems that they accepted this Raya as the Raya that you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Moving right along, Mechin b'mosrein. Also, the leftover money has to be used for the same level or higher level of Kedusha. Amar Rava, lo shanu elash emachru v'hosira. That's only if you sold it and you had extra money. Aval gavu v'hosira. Let's say you collected money. Take a collection to buy a Sefer Torah. Mutter. Then you're allowed to use the money for other things because you had extra money collected, but it was never sold for the actual Sefer Torah. You didn't sell the Beis HaKnesses, let's say, or whatever. So Esve Abaye as a raya against this from a brisa b'medvar mamurim shel hisnu. It says, when do we say such a thing? That's only if they never made a tanai, right, that they would be allowed to use the extra money. Aval hisnu, but if they made a tanai that they should be allowed to use the extra money, afilu l'duchsusya mutter. It's even mutter for a duchsusya. So we'll see what that is in a second. Hei chidami, what is the case over here? How is this? So ilay mashem machru v'osiru. They sold it and they had leftover money. Ki hisru my hobby. If they made the tanai, so then how does that help? We just said before, even if you sold it, it's never going to be okay. Ela shagabu v'osiru. Rather, if they collected the money, then and they had extra money, if they made the tanai, time of the hisnu. The reason it works is because you made the tanai. That's why you're allowed to use the money. Halo hisnu lo. But if you did not make the tanai, you're not allowed to use the extra money. So this is a raya against what Rava suggested, that if you're collecting the money for a shul or Sefer Torah, you can use it for the extra that you didn't need for whatever uses you want. So La'olam answers the Gemara on behalf of Rava. Li'olam shemach Rava Osir. No, we could say that it's a case where they actually did sell the shul or the other Sifrei Kodesh, and they had extra money. And this is what it means. When does it say that you can't use the extra money? You didn't make the stipulation. You didn't make the tanai in the face of the town council meeting in front of the Shiva Tov Yair. Aval hisnu Shiva Tov Yair b'mamad anshe Yair. But if you did this, afilu l'duchsusya nami mutter. You can even use it for a duchsusya. Abaye says, Lahumi Rabbanan, to the following one of the Rabbanan. What was this guy doing? He was quoting Bryce's in front of Rav Sheshit. He was the guy in charge. He was Rav Sheshit's Tana. He was the one who would quote the Bryce's. Mishmielah, me Rav Sheshit, my Dechsusia. Did you hear from Rav Sheshit what a Dechsusia actually is? We've quoted it twice in the last few lines, and I haven't translated it because we're getting up to this Gemara now. So did you actually hear a Masorah as to what this word duchsusya means? We know you're allowed to use it to buy a duchsusya. That's lovely. But what is a duchsusya? So he says to him, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshi, this is what Rav Sheshi said. Karsha Demasa. So he says, the town horseman, meaning he had the guy who was the in charge of sending out the mailman, basically. He would give out the messages. He would go by horseback. That was the Duchsusya. And basically, so it's a need of the people, but it's certainly not a Kodesh need of the people. And if you sell the Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to use the extra money if you made a Tanai, either with the design to Ve'ir, Banshim Amadeir, or you collected the money al Tanai, you can use it for the Duchsusya. Hilka, therefore. Hi, Tzur B'mer Rabbanan. D'sham Alei Milsa V'lo Yada Pirusha L'shayle Kamei D'shchiach Kamei Rabbanan. So if you're a young Talmud Chacham or Torah student and you hear a word and you don't know what it means, so you should ask from someone who hangs out a lot with the Rabbanan, meaning specifically Abaye was a much bigger Talmud Chacham than the Tana that he asked, but this guy always hung out at Rav Sheshis and he knew what Rav Sheshis said pretty much about everything. D'lo Esher D'lo Shmi'alei Min Gavra Rava. It's impossible that he didn't hear something from a great man. Meaning, sometimes it's not the most important thing to be the biggest Talmud Chacham. Sometimes it's important to have hung around with big Talmud Chachamim, and you can repeat what they said about a lot of matters which you wouldn't have come to necessarily on your own with your own great wisdom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Meir. B'nei Yair Sholchu L'Ir Acheres. B'nei Yair, people from one city who go to another city. Paskwa Aleim Tzedakah. And then the people in that city were collecting tzedakah, nostin. So they should give tzedakah, even though they are not obligated to give to the aniyim of that city. They want to give the tzedakah to the people of their own city. Kashayin bun. And when they come home, mevien osayman. They should get the money back. They should. Rashi explains. They should claim it from the gabayim. Umafarnas and bnei aniya iran. And then they should use the money to sustain the people of their city. Meaning they shouldn't look like they're not willing to give tzedakah, but meaning they should show in public that they are giving tzedakah, but they don't have to give, they don't have to lose the money. They can use the same money to be the finest of people of their own city. Tanya Namiyafi, we have the following verse says the same thing. Medea, Yerushal, Fulir, Echavis, Upos, Kamein, Tzedakah. People go to another city and then the people of that new city make them give tzedakah. Knows that they should give the city Kashem Vine, and when they come back to their city, maybe in Osayman, they should get back the money and bring it home with them. And they should give it out in that way. The Yachid Shalach Le'Racheres, but a different case: if an individual, one person, goes to another city, Upasku Alav Tzedakah, and has to give Tzedakah in that city, then Tinasim Aniye Osayir. Then it should be given to the people of that town. So if it's just one guy. So he should give tzedakah in the place that he goes, and he doesn't have to worry about getting it back and giving it back to the people of his city. Rav Huna gazer tanisei. Rav Huna made a gzeira of a tainis. Al gaber Rav Chana bar Chaniloi b'chol bnei masei. So the people, Rav Chana bar Chaniloi and all the people of his town went to see him on that day. Ramu alai tzedakah, and they made them give tzedakah. Meaning they came in on the. They said, "We're having a tainis. Give tzedakah." The yahu, and they gave it. Kibol and Mesa, and then they were about to leave Amrulay, no sevis lon mar, give us back our money. The nasal of Khanis Bani Ma'asan, Ma'asin. And we're gonna give it to the poor people of our town. We don't want to give it to the people of your town. Amrulay said back to them, Tanina, we had a brisa that said, Bamed Ramamurin, when do we say that you're supposed to get the money back and give it only to people of your town? Bisha'in Sham Chaver Ir. There is no Talmud Chacham who's in charge of the city. And he's supervising the tzedakah money. Avol, Yesham Chaver Ir, but if there is a Talmud Chacham in charge, who's supervising that the tzedakah should all go to a good place, Tinasein L'Chaver Ir. You should actually give it to that Talmud Chacham, and he will be in charge of doing that in his own city. V'kol Shekein, and certainly Kavachomer, in my case, Da'aniyeh Didi V'didchu Alai Samiche, because I give out money both to the poor people of my town and the poor people of your town. So it could be that in your case, you don't need the money back because some of this money might end up in the poor people of your town anyway. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue with the next mission.